Welcome to day 10, our final day together. Today we will be focusing on gratitude and presence. I hope that you found yesterday's session helpful and you now have a deeper understanding of your definition of love and what you need to do to close the gap between where you are and what you are seeking. Without gratitude and presence for love, do we really recognize love at all? Today we will close out the course and solidify our journey through focusing our attention on all that we have to be grateful for in love and understanding how presence is key in all relationships. Love is there, it's up to us to choose to see it. Gratitude has been something that I adopted as a practice many years ago, after I noticed the effects that it had on my life. The art of gratitude made me feel abundant every single day. Whilst everyone else was out there comparing themselves, noticing their lack of or longing for what they did not have, I was saying thank you for what I did have. This switch in mindset automatically moves you into a higher frequency. I saw no need to compare myself with others, as we are all on our own journey. Despite the good intentions of many of those teaching about gratitude, there is a missing key, a secret ingredient that is not commonly spoke of. The missing key is the feeling of gratitude. It is the feeling of gratitude that changes things. So it is important that we understand the energy pattern behind the sentiment. If you write down 10 things you are grateful for every evening before you go to bed, but do not feel the shift in energy as you write it, then it's an empty exercise. This practice will achieve very little, even if you do feel a little better. In order to create prosperity and encourage more to enter into your life, you must truly feel the value of and appreciation for every gift and blessing. It was my teacher who explained to me the secret to gratitude in more depth by stating, "The energy pattern of gratitude within your consciousness and biofield will attract to you by sympathetic resonance more events and gifts about which to feel gratitude. Conversely, if you focus on the perception of lack, inequality, and victimhood, which the mass media perpetually encourage, then you will attract further events which resonate with this energy pattern." After discovering this, in the morning, whilst getting ready for the day, I would look around my beautiful home and feel joy and happiness for the roof I had above my head, the water running from the tap, and the food in the cupboards. I would hear my sister clattering around in her room, and I would feel love and gratitude for her presence in my life. These feelings would continue as I went about my morning. I became so appreciative and grateful that some mornings I would shed a tear for the immense blessings that I had been so lucky to receive into my life. This is gratitude. When we are seeking love, it is important to be grateful for the presence of love that exists all around us. Even if we do not have a partner, the feeling that one day you will meet your twin self, the other half of you, should invoke joy and pure love within you. Bringing forth this energy will ensure your partner is delivered to you without any delays or distractions. It is when we notice the lack of a partner that our desires are postponed, held up, or stuck in the manifesting stage. Love is absolute oneness. Love is the epitome of who we really are. First, we must learn to love ourselves, and once this practice is achieved, only then we will be ready to engage in a soul connection. Self-love really is the foundation for understanding love. Express this love in all the ways that you can. We must express gratitude for the all that is. We are extremely blessed to be alive and to enjoy the wonders this world can provide us with. Gratitude is a game changer and is something that will change your life. Remember though, you must feel the energy flow of gratitude. Our presence is so powerful in relationships, especially when it comes to quality time with our loved ones. How many times have you been in the middle of something when your loved one approaches you with a question or to chat? It can feel quite frustrating when we are not available in that moment. The beauty of presence is to be ready for whatever the next moment brings. The moment is all we have to live for. Presence is especially important in relationships because when we are joined together with another being, we can find ourselves living in stories. Our mind can make up whatever it wants, and sometimes we allow ourselves to follow those stories a little too far down the road and end up at disappointment due to the expectations we have created. This is due to not living in the present moment and accepting what gift it has to offer in the now. This is something I personally had to learn throughout my journey. We can all be guilty of meeting someone who we really like and then begin to imagine a life with them. Maybe marriage and children, a house in the country. Although this may be more typical of women, I know plenty of men who too have high expectations in love. It was Abraham Hicks that said, a good vow for relationships would look like this. I like you pretty much, let's see how it goes. As constantly evolving beings, it is important that we keep presence at the forefront of our awareness. Without it, we can easily become lost in the story of what we want, not realizing that what we are engaging in right now might not be something we are enjoying or are in alignment with. Presence helps us to maintain our own love tank and to ensure our personal happiness continues, which is great for our partners, as it means we do not dump that responsibility upon them. Presence also helps us to see when the energy of a relationship is complete. Instead of sharing empty messages or phone calls or experiencing a lack of them, we are able to stand in our power and allow presence to lead the way. Presence will help us to see what is or isn't in our life and draw us closer to our twin soul. For your final practice in this course, I would like you to discover all the ways in which you can be grateful for the love in your life today. Please gather your journal as you will be needing it today. Where is love present in your life? How have you been bypassing obvious declarations of love? Remember to engage the feeling of gratitude as you discover the love in your life. And as a reminder, be present with the life you are leading right now, no matter what that looks like. Invite presence into your daily life. Begin to live moment to moment. Enjoy this, and when your next partner walks into your life, follow Abraham Hicks' guidance and say, I like you pretty much. Let's see how this goes. I hope that today's session has been insightful for you, and you can take all that you have learned in this course forward in your journey to love. The journey does not end here, though. I hope this will spark a curiosity for learning to love for all your days to come. Thank you for choosing to participate in this course. I hope it has helped you to delve further into love and what this subject means for you. I hope this expanded your current thoughts and ideas around love and opened you to some new ideas. After dedicating an entire year of my life to unraveling love and the teachings regarding love, I consolidated my findings into this simple 10-day course. If you would like to read more about my personal journey to love and sign up for notifications on when my book, The Age of Love, will be released, then please log on to www.fabsthoughts.com. As always, wishing you a beautiful, love-filled day.